This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. My guest again this hour is Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. Roger, did you hear the news while we were in the break there? Did you hear that news that just popped?
Yes, I was listening to that in part.
Have you noticed how they have conflated and made the Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia, which was not there for any other reason than to stand in between two factions, and all of a sudden they have become the white supremacist neo-Nazi group? And they shot nobody. They hit nobody. They didn't even talk to anybody.
They just happened to be there. And that
they were there for a purpose. But I mean, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. But did you see the Second Amendment Foundation also thinks that weapons should not be taken to political protests?
Yeah. Basically, it's a society that's being reduced to one for children, where what a person feels is predicated on what the state wants you to believe, and one should not think bad thoughts about anything. And taking a situation and basically interpreting it in any way you want. So even the police can be construed as white supremacists or Nazis or whatever, just for the way that they look or the way that they stand. It is mind-boggling, and there's no end to it, but. The media will play into that. Instead, you would expect that the media should say, well, look, this is getting kind of ridiculous. If you want to, if they're going to report the events, then report the events as dryly and neutrally as possible. And then if you want to give your opinion about the events, then you put that in the op-ed. But we see, you're talking about a conflation of news and opinion, basically, a coextensive. And that's why you see terms like this idea of, moral equivalency coming up and attacks on Trump. They're basically just regurgitating what is apparently the view of a group of the liberal elites of society. And,
well, let me ask you about that. Now, when they do this, when they get out there and do this sort of conflation where they don't take the time, I mean, the commander of that group, his last name is Yingling, has come out and said that the white supremacist group was actually a bunch of fools, but they were both there to fight, and they were not with them. They were simply there to be between them to make sure both sides got a right to free speech, First Amendment right, and that... you know, that's out there, but going with this talking point, getting out there and going with this talking point that a bunch of white supremacists showed up with weapons, it's lazy, and it means that somebody's out there dictating the lines that must be going out, because it seems like once one person comes out with it, everybody adopts it.
Yeah, and again, that's really the idea of the mob, the thing feeding upon itself. And those that are experts in propaganda and in the use of politics for exploitation and use of mobs for exploitation, they know that all they have to do is put out a particular idea and others will run with it. They don't even have to do much thinking about it.
Right.
An individual has a right to keep and bear arms. You can draw the implications you want, but that should be based on fact. And simply to say, well, look, it stands to reason. These are white supremacists, or they're Nazis, or KKK, whatever they are, or for that matter, the anti-fascists. That's okay. You know, out of sight, out of mind. They don't talk about them at all. Also by putting into the limelight those particular groups or individuals that they want to either place in a positive or a negative light, and then do a compare and contrast, then they create a narrative, and that narrative operates as propaganda. And that is what the public picks up. And I've talked to people.
Let me ask you this. Isn't this sort of projection? Because Nazis were socialists. And Bernie Sanders, who's, you know, very, very, very left wing of the Democratic Party, seems to be his followers and his types of followers. And, you know, James Hodgkinson was one of his followers. They seem to be moving in this particular mode. I mean, the Antifa were in Phoenix throwing a bunch of stuff, and cops have a nice collection of weapons they took off of the Antifa. And the common denominator behind all of this, you know, whether it's having your limousine burned during inauguration day, or being at a political rally, or going somewhere where it's supposedly about Robert E. Lee's statue, but that sort of becomes a secondary issue, like in Charlottesville. Aren't they really projecting who they are by calling themselves anti-fascist when, in fact, they're following a socialist who was, you know, and the Nazis were socialists? Isn't Bernie Sanders, by definition, a Nazi?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. The fact is, between the two extremes, communism and fascism, there's very little difference. They're both forms of totalitarianism. Because in both philosophies, there is no room for engagement. It's simply, these are the views that I have, and if you don't accept them, there's something wrong with you. But there really isn't any difference. I mean, if you look at Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union and Hitler's Nazi Germany, they both espoused a ruling class, in one case the workers, and the other case the German Aryan, but whatever. The point is that there was a ruling class, and then there was everyone else, and they became either a fodder or criminals, depending on how you define them. In some ways, Joseph Stalin really was worse than Hitler, because Stalin killed his own people, millions of them, and destroyed his own. He was constantly paranoid. He destroyed his own military, much like that North Korean lunatic. But there's very little difference, you have, Bernie Sanders would espouse that his notion of socialism is different than national socialism, but basically it's still espousing a particular view that does not allow for extraneous opinions from all sides. And this is the problem that we're running into. Our nation has survived very well for a couple of centuries, because we did accept the fact that people could have many different viewpoints, and some of them would be extreme, but they would all be acceptable, and that our laws were strong enough to outlive, let's say, any bad administration. We take our cue from the philosophy of the ancient Greeks and the laws.
Let me get you to hold right there. When we get back, we're going to have to go after this this bill in the House. My guest this hour from Marvelous Quarrel is Roger Katz. We have been covering it as much as we can. It's the gift that keeps on giving, really. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. All right, my guest this hour is, again, Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. Roger, let's start on this this bill in the House, and let's move to get this out there a little bit. Tell us about it.
All right. Well, I could start by actually reading from the press release. Chris Collins, a U.S. Representative of New York, had introduced a bill. I believe this was in late July. It was very recently. And basically, his concern, of course, and impetus for the bill was his desire to basically do away with the New York SAFE Act. If this bill were enacted, then ostensibly it would also serve to do away with similar such bills, such as Maryland's Firearm Safety Act. The press release says this: Congressman Chris Collins has proposed new measures for protecting Second Amendment rights by introducing legislation to limit states' authority when it comes to regulating rifles and shotguns commonly used by sportsmen and sportswomen. And I should add, yeah, he's really talking about those semi-automatic weapons that the New York SAFE Act, for example, refers to as assault weapons. The Second Amendment Guarantee Act, the acronym is SAGA, S-A-G-A, would prevent states from implementing any regulations on these weapons that are more restrictive than what is required by federal law. Upon passage of this bill, most of the language included in New York State's Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement, that is the SAFE Act of 2013, signed into law by Governor Cuomo, would be void. There's a lot said there, but it's a lot of hyperbole, too. Even if that did become law, it's not really to say that the New York SAFE Act would therefore, if so facto, become void. Chances are that there would have to be an action to repeal it, just as a U.S. Supreme Court decision in Heller regarding handguns does impact, really, D.C. law. It doesn't impact other state laws regarding handguns unless people bring action argue that the state law is inconsistent with Supreme Court precedent. The situation with this law, though, we have two questions to ask. First of all, even assuming that it does everything that it purports to do to really nullify assault weapons bans across the country, would it be enacted? And I talked to the NRA about this, and quite frankly, I think it's more for show. It's not going to go anywhere any more than the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity Bill. What? We've got three or four or five or six of them, and they're just lying in abeyance in committee. They're in limbo. And I know if Stephen were on the phone right now, he'd say, look, you got to contact your congressman and your senators, and there's truth to that. That's the only way to get these things going. But beyond that, what does this thing really purport to do? Basically, what Chris Collins is saying is that federal law will preempt state law. That is that whatever federal law exists regarding assault weapons, that law is going to hold sway over any laws that would tend to negate federal law. The problem is that the law is in a way too simple. The Section 927 of Title 18. It's 18 U.S.C. Section 927 is a preemption statute. And you have to understand how it reads right now. It basically says no provision of this chapter shall be construed as indicating an intent on the part of Congress to occupy the field in which such provision operates to the exclusion of the law of any state and the same subject matter list or as a direct and positive conflict. It's basically saying that states can do whatever they want unless Congress has done something regarding firearms laws to the contrary, and Congress really hasn't. The only thing that Congress is really regulated in terms of firearms are machine guns. And actually, the SAFE Act has nothing to do with machine guns. If a person wants a machine gun, they can't look to state law. They have to look to federal law. And that's all regulated by statute. And a person has to comply with the BATF requirements. And putting in the time and the money and the effort, he can get himself a machine gun. But in this case, the idea is to extend this notion to assault weapons, but to make it kind of a flip side, to say, well, all right, we're going to regulate, Congress is going to regulate assault weapons, and those states can regulate or impose or enact laws that are contrary to any laws that Congress has regarding this notion of assault weapons. That would be inconsistent with or cannot be reconciled with a federal law. The problem is that Congress hasn't said anything about these weapons. What I did in the article was indicate that if we were going to give some teeth to this, what we really want to do is indicate that we would define semi-automatics, and it's actually defined not in the in the Penal Code of the United States Code, but believe it or not, in the IRS Code. That's where firearms are defined and machine guns are defined. And then we would indicate that in Section 922, that Congress is now preempting the field of all so-called, actually, I wouldn't even use the term assault weapon. I would just say semi-automatic weapons, so that that states are now prohibited from enacting any laws regarding semi-automatic weapons. Now, by the way, this law doesn't say anything about handguns. It only talks about rifles and shotguns. So it sounds good, but I it's a feel good type of a bill. It leaves a lot to be desired, even if it could be enacted. And by some stretch, if it were enacted, it would probably be immediately challenged on grounds of vagueness, which I think that anti-gun people would probably be successful in challenging the way it's drafted right now. And the other argument would be the 10th Amendment argument. Well, it's states' rights, police powers, and all that. But the fact is that the federal...
Well, hang on. We're coming up on the break. Hang on right there. We'll finish this up in the next segment when we get back.
Okay.
My guess is this hour, last hour, and so far this hour, is Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. Talking right now about the bill in the House. Now, let me ask you a question as far as this bill. You say it's a bill that's probably not going to go anywhere, and I get that part of it. But isn't this the way, one of the things that if we want to say I admire about the liberals is if they, or the leftists, if they get out there and they lose something, they act like they never, like they didn't even lose. They just come back and put it, they refile it and start all over again. Should we be doing this to try to reestablish our rights?
Well, again, that really goes to the seriousness of the effort. If the Democrats, in many cases, have the seriousness of the expression about their convictions, but the Republicans generally, oftentimes, certainly in matters of the Second Amendment, do not. There are certainly those that do, but even so. What happens is that if a bill is just going to be introduced and die in committee, maybe a press release is sent out, but if nothing is done, then you have to ask whether the Republicans have the strength of their convictions, and they don't. I would also say, I think by the way that this thing was written, it's very, very short. And let me just read part of it to give you an idea what I'm talking about and part of the problem, even if it were by some I don't know, wave of a magic wand actually enacted. A state or a political subdivision of a state may not impose any regulation, prohibition, or registration or licensing requirement with respect to the design, manufacture, importation, sale, transfer, possession, or marking of a rifle or shotgun. You'll notice he didn't say anything about handgun. That is moved in or any such conduct that affects interstate or foreign commerce that is more restrictive and that is provided under federal law. The problem is that federal law doesn't talk about restrictions on rifles or shotguns, really, except really when you're talking about machine guns. And that being the case, it seems that states would, in effect, be able to get around this law, even if it were enacted. So they wouldn't even bother to bring up a 10th Amendment challenge. The other thing is, in the very first sentence, the term may, a state or a political subdivision of a state may not impose any regulation. In law, you want to do away with the term may, and you want to make it obligatory shall. You would say a state or a political subdivision of a state shall not impose any regulation, prohibition. By putting in shall, it makes it clear that there's no way to get around this. So just by the very way that this thing was written, in my mind, it doesn't show a true intent, I think, to expect that it would have moved out of committee at all. That's why the press release sounds a lot more imposing than the actual wording of the bill itself. And again, the bill is only it's a modification of Section 927, which is the preemption statute. But clearly, to make this thing work, you'd have to define the particular firearms you're talking about. And that would be in the IRS code. It would then have to indicate in Section 922, just like with machine guns, exactly how the federal government would be regulating or not regulating those particular firearms, and making it very clear that that states cannot impose any rules or regulations against that. That being the case, then you wouldn't even have to worry about redefinition of the preemption statute itself. So, and again, I talked with my contact in the NRA, and he said, look, even if this thing passed the House, it has to go to the Senate. It needs a supermajority. Reconciliation would never be used in this, so you would need 60 votes. They would never get it. And even then, it would not be a standalone bill. It would have to be tacked on to something else. And that's assuming that it even gets out of committee so you can have a debate before the full House and then before the full Senate. So you got to ask yourself, what is this all about? Basically, I don't know Representative Collins. I believe his heart is in the right place. I believe he seriously realizes that the New York Safe Act and similar statutes are clearly inconsistent with the Second Amendment, and certainly inconsistent with the interpretation of one's rights under the Second Amendment as coming down in the Heller case and in the McDonald case. But if there was really serious intent in this thing, I think that there would have been a much greater work in the drafting of it. I mean, look at the New York State Act itself, a state statute, and how imposing that is and how many words and pages, even with all the problems of it. This thing was put out, and we'll see others like it, I'm sure. But the important thing is, how serious is this thing going to move? And if it's just going to die in committee, then what's the point of putting it out here in the first place? So I know I sound negative about it. Stephen, I'm sure, would say, look, we got to push this thing. It's out there. Let's get Congress to move on it. But you know what? Why should we even have to? If the Republicans support the president. Would they be moving along on a number of things, infrastructure, the trade agreements, all sorts of things, the health care bill? They're not doing any of that. And I don't think they're going to be moving much on this either. And it just, like I say, there are congressmen and there are senators that would like to see this move, I suppose, but are they going to put themselves out to do anything? Right now, they're just attacking each other or they're attacking the president, and that doesn't bode well because that's just an open invitation for the Democrats to take over the Senate and the House and eventually the presidency, and that would not be a good thing for this country.
Well, we'll see. We'll certainly see. Time marches on with that. I do agree with you that the Republicans should be a lot more aggressive in the House. They should be a lot more proactive in the House.
Yeah,
and they seem quite lackadaisical. So,
yes, at best. Just wishy-washy and swabbly and attacking the president is the absolutely worst thing that they can do.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for staying with me as long as you did today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Bill, for having me.
Arbalest Quarrel. You can find the writings of Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli at arbalestquarrel.com. They are featured writers at ammoland.com. When Stephen is not out, most of the time he's headed to the Caribbean. He's actually quite local right now. He stayed on the continental United States. When he's not doing that, you'll find him here, and, of course, Roger will join us as well. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents plus special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to tell you my, I'm going to keep talking about Charlottesville, but I'm going to give you my opinion of Charlottesville real quick. My opinion of Charlottesville is this was a very well-planned distraction. I believe Charlottesville was put out there so that they could come up with an event where the alt-right went combative, which, you know, all the other times that Antifa has been out there and busted people in the head with bike locks and burned things to the ground and destroyed property and burned Berkeley to the ground, and, you know, they attacked police yesterday in Phoenix and in Boston, they were making all kinds of noise. All those other times don't matter as long as Antifa got in a fight with somebody that fought back. White nationalists, white supremacists, KKK, neo-Nazis, that is a fallacy. There's not enough of them to count. There's not enough of them to matter. If you got all of them together, I'm sure it's dozens, maybe hundreds, but it is certainly not enough to affect an election, to cause policy, to do anything else. Donald Trump is not a racist. He's not a Nazi. He's not a lot of things. There's a lot of things that he is, but there's a lot of things that he is not, and this is not one of them. This is simply a moment where they're going to... There's a couple things they want to teach us here. See, this is the teachable moment. We dared to say no to the elites. We dared to say no to the elites. The elites got out there, you know, and it doesn't matter that they got out there and ran a bunch of uninspiring people. Jeb Bush was never going to be the president. He was never going to be the nominee. I understand why they wanted Jeb Bush, because he would be fitting in so well with this current Republican Congress that's in charge, because that's all we got is a bunch of Jeb Bushes. A bunch of guys that want to be liked by everybody. Being in politics today, when you got $20 trillion in debt, when you got North Korea making noise, when you got Iran making noise, we still have ISIS out there. We still, Europe is still being attacked once a week, once every 5 days, once every 3 days. In a world like we exist in today, we don't need a bunch of Jeb Bushes. We need a bunch of George Pattons. We need a bunch of scrappers that are going to get in there and do the work necessary to make things happen and to make the changes, because it is going to take change in order to save and a few things and arrest a few other things. Now, Trump, unbeknownst to the Bill Kristols and the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains and the Jonah Goldbergs and the Kevin Williamsons and the Krauthammers and all of these other guys, Trump has changed everything. He has changed everything. Isn't it interesting that until Trump became president, everybody thought that Fox News was conservative? And hasn't Fox News just sort of fallen apart? Come apart at the seams? That's because Trump got out there and he scoffed at the idea of doing things the way everybody else has done them. Which is good, because it is truly the definition of insanity to get out there and say, well, the reason it hasn't worked is because we haven't done it yet, but we're going to do the same thing they did, and then it'll work. How's that working for you? How's that changing the dynamic today? They want, I mean, you know, on CNN, they were talking about a bunch of, and I understand why it works this way. Have you noticed that if you go to your general practitioner, your doctor, and tell them, I'm depressed, they'll treat you for depression even though they're not psychiatrists or psychologists. Have you noticed that? So everybody nowadays just thinks they can be a psychiatrist or a psychologist. On CNN, after his speech in Arizona, Don Lemon was having a meltdown. They were talking about the only way this is defensible is if he's in the middle of early onset dementia, which I know that is not the case. You know, Nancy Pelosi's father dedicated a Confederate monument one time. If all of this stuff was racist, you know, don't you think the most divisive president in history would have done something about it? Don't you think that Nancy Pelosi, when she was Speaker of the House, and when they had the Senate, when they had Obama in place, don't you think they would have done something about that then, if that was actually the case? Because nobody really believes that. Nobody really believes that there is white supremacy going on. That whole attempt is to get out there. There's a couple of things they're wanting to do. If they can convince us all that we are white supremacists, Nazi, white nationalists, white privileged people, then they will look at it and they will say, just like the founders, how can we continue to live with this Constitution? Because they don't want free speech. They don't want a Second Amendment. They don't want a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. They want it all torn up. They want to live in the now. If there's going to be anything at all, they want it to be a living constitution, like it breathes, so we can change it and make it function the way we need it to function in any given moment. Let's make it a little more streamlined. Let's make it a little more this, a little more that. Let's get away from the old dead white guys who put this together so many years ago when things didn't mean anything, when nobody was nearly as advanced as they are today. That's what they want. We have to pay attention to this because this is showing their intent. They intend to have their way, even if it means going violent. Which means at some point, you and I may be somewhere with something going on, and then something pops in front of us, and we're going to have to make a choice between, are we going to run, or are we going to get more violent? And that's horrible to consider, considering that we have the power. We have charge of this country right now. And if they do what they want to do, well, you know, they will succeed. They'll lose, but they will succeed. That's the way it's going to work. They'll lose, but they will succeed. Because a lot of these guys are going to have to be rounded up. They don't know that they've got it good right now. They don't understand that. They don't see. Right now, everybody can say whatever they want, whenever they want. It's just one of these, you know, it's love American style. It's, you know, what was new in the 70s is new again today. So if you like it, do it. We have conversations about things like you're not using the proper pronoun, and that's offensive. Thicken up, Buttercup. Words don't hurt. If they cause you so much anguish you can't function, you've got a bigger problem than what I just said. They are maneuvering us into a position to where we're not going to have a whole bunch of choices. We are going to have to react. And when we do react, we're going to have to be harsh. And then everybody will be up in arms. And what they don't understand, and this is the truth, if what they say is true, we would only hear about this two or three times because we would go and take them out. There would be no gun controllers. There would be no CNN. None of this stuff would be functioning because by now, we the deplorables would have moved on them and dealt with them quite decisively. We know what that means if we do that. They don't know that that capability is there, though. Everybody sits in a nice little studio, completely scrubbed of everything, and all responsibility. It's quite interesting to watch the thing. This is what happens when you live in a world so insulated that you don't really know when night and day changes. That's what happens. Hour number three is coming up, but remember this. This is nothing more than a big distraction put together so we're not looking. Thankfully, the president is trying to stay on course. He's doing the best he can. Congress is going to have to get in gear, too. We'll see. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.